We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Thursday, November 27th, 2025. Before we get started, WPGU News would like to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, and we hope that you have been enjoying this week's broadcasts. On this special holiday, news correspondent Vinnie Maxomble has written this segment in hopes it will resonate with fans of Thanksgiving and the Hunger Games trilogy alike. You've probably seen it, but have no idea what it's called. It usually looks something like a curved basket filled with fruits and pumpkins. It's popular in the fall, especially near Thanksgiving. But what is it actually called? This curved basket-looking thing is actually called a cornucopia. Also called the Horn of Plenty, the cornucopia was referenced as early as Greek and Roman mythology about 3,000 years ago. The cornucopia has been included in art and literature and can be associated with the Greek goddess Fortuna, the goddess of luck, and the Roman goddess Annona, the goddess of grain. So whether you call it a cornucopia or the Fruit of the Loom logo, don't be surprised if you don't hear that word this Thanksgiving. Because let's be honest, who has heard of it? Next, news correspondent Wilson Nichols brings us a segment that's sure to resonate with those of us battling awkward conversations with in-laws and uncles alike on this special day. Thanksgiving, a time-honored American tradition. The one time of year where everyone in the family comes together for a big fat meal around the big fat table with the fancy fine china, for better or for worse. There have always been classic characters that make their ways into our lives around the holiday season. Starting off at the head of the table, we have some heavy hitters. Whether it's your grandma, your uncle, or your grunkle, Thanksgiving would not be complete without a good old argument about current events. Imagine this, your problematic uncle sitting back, armed with an arsenal of political talking points he's curated from Facebook, locked in a heated debate with Meemaw, who had one too many glasses of Chardonnay. A few seats down, there's a gaggle of relatives in their golden years listing off all of the new medical conditions that remind you of your own sense of mortality. These are the patriarchs and matriarchs, the ones at the top of the Thanksgiving pecking order. Further down the table, we have the mothers, the fathers, and 30-somethings who have taken time off work to see family for the first time in months. These are typically the hosts, the stressed-out parents who are wondering, why can't my sister just host for once? Here, you'll also find your millennial cousin who you used to play tag with, but is instead knee-deep in an Excel document trying to get their project done by the end of the quarter. The last leg of the table is a war zone riddled with mashed potato sculptures, spilled cranberry juice, and screams of the damned. You have reached a kids' table. Here, we have a mob of new cousins, nieces, and nephews between the ages of 10 and nothing, running around causing chaos at every turn. You may also find two teenage cousins who seem to keep going on for long walks for whatever reason, only to come back hungrier and hungrier than before. Finally, you'll find a confused 20-something, who is unsure whether they should stick around the cool kids club or graduate to the stress-riddled, coffee-powered adult table. And if this is you, student listeners, you'll make the right choice and hide in the bathroom once you lick your plate clean. Wow, that segment was a doozy, and it hit a little too close to home. I may just have to step out.
Hello. Is this WPGU?
Yes, it is. You're on the air. What can I do for you today?
Well, it's Thanksgiving, you see, and I need some advice on cooking a turkey. I've been trying for the past 8 years, and it's never been that good, and I've tried a different way each year. Braising, boiling, pan frying, poaching, grilling, glazing, sauteing, sous videing, nothing works.
Well, then it sounds like really the best advice I could give you would be to serve duck instead.
Maybe. But I've already got this turkey here. It's a real big and fat and delicious looking one, a really great gobbler, a really beautiful bird. You know the kind of a bird I'm talking about?
Well, not personally, no. Most of my turkey friends make sure to stay slim for the holidays.
Turkey friends?
know you're in there, Carl Turkey. Come out with your wings up.
Sorry about that, listeners. Do any of you know why our window is currently broken? Oh well, I hope you can still hear me. Anyways, Illinois men's basketball travels to New York City to face off against the number 5 ranked UConn men's basketball team tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. The Fighting Illini now sit at number 13 in the AP Top 25 poll, coming off 2 non-conference victories in Champaign after dropping 5 spots from their loss to Alabama and Chicago. Head coach Brad Underwood looks to lead Illinois to 3 wins in a row and a 7-1 record with a win in New York against UConn. Follow along on Fox Sports. For tickets and more information, visit fightingillini.com. To finish off our extra special holiday broadcast, news correspondent Wilson Nichols is back with a deep dive into a pressing issue in the university community. As winter approaches, the squirrels are as busy as can be, fattening up in time for hibernation. These fuzzy little critters have become an unofficial mascot of the university, with students flocking to feed and observe the little critters at work. But some have begun to wonder, how did the squirrels become such an integral icon of the campus? Others have gone as far as to question if something lies below the surface of these furry friends. Roxanne Rose Nichols, a student in FAA and self-proclaimed squirrel nut, has a lot to say on the matter.
These squirrels, they're very, very important to me. I've been thinking about squirrels my whole life. The only reason I come to U of I is because of these squirrels. There's something about them. I can't explain it, but I can tell you I'm so damn close.
Many people have come to believe that there is something off about these squirrels, a suspicious friendliness, an undeniable charm that brings the people in. We went again to Roxy to ask if she's noticed anything of this nature.
Are you serious right now? Yes, there is something different about these squirrels. Yes, there is something absolutely different about these squirrels. It's the way they move, the way they speak, the way
they speak.
That exactly. The way that they everything about them is just. There was one squirrel I was sharing a day with, and he looked at me and he had something in his eyes. I couldn't tell if it was fear. When I look at the squirrels around here, they don't have fear.
After diving into the history of the squirrels down here, it wasn't long before we came across an interesting event over 100 years ago. In 1901, the squirrel population was all but extinct on campus. But then came Professor Charles Rolfe, a geologist with a passion for squirrels, who proposed a project to the school to reintroduce the gray squirrel population. He believed that, quote, if successful, the influence of squirrels upon university life and upon the feelings of students would be considerable, and students would carry that influence to all parts of the state, end quote. After a strenuous multi-year project, the squirrel population bounced back to stable numbers in the area. However, the Daily Illini noticed that this new batch of squirrels correlated with a massive influx of students in 1919. Could this influx of students have to do with these squirrels? What was it about them that drew these people in? We went back to Roxy for her thoughts on the matter.
That is suspicious. That is very, I find that disturbing. And I definitely subscribe to this theory of the squirrel going up and the human number going up. That, oh, Jesus, wow, okay. I'm sorry, that is disgusting. Don't ask me that question again. I think I need to lay down. That's a bit too much for me to handle it.
Are these squirrels just your average bushy buddies? Or are these squirrels here for something more sinister? What was Professor Wolfe really planning all these years ago? We may never truly know. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing comedians for this newscast are Vinny Magsomble, Wilson Nichols, Mac Jones, and Elliot Casey. This broadcast also starts Grace Sevilla as Carlo Turkey, Mac Jones as the caller, and Gavin Westlake as the SWAT team. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.